CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Oh, Miss, excuse me. Didn't you drop this package?
Oh, yes. Oh, goodness, thank you so much. Oh, Mr. Piper, isn't it?
Well, yes.
I'm Lindsay. We met before. I know your wife from the women's club.
Oh, yes, of course. Oh, nice to see you again.
I'm sorry you had to chase after me to give me the package. It's been so long since anybody referred to me as Miss. It never dawned on me that you meant me.
Well, you look young enough to be called Miss to me.
Thank you. My goodness, maybe you could do it.
Do what?
Be a judge for our baby contest. I'm on the Rainbow Lake Festival Committee, which, as you know, is this Saturday, and we're having a baby contest, among other things, and we just lost one of the judges. He backed out at the last minute, and I was just walking along the street now, wondering who we could get. Would you do it?
Oh, well, no, I don't know.
It won't take up much of your time. The contest is at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. All you have to do is show up. It shouldn't take over half an hour. Oh, please, I'm just desperate.
I tell you, I never judged a baby contest.
Oh, God, you'll do it.
Oh, no, well, I didn't say so, no.
Oh, I know, please. There'll be two other judges, and I know it won't take over half an hour. Since you live on the other side of Rainbow Lake, you can just skip over to the festival.
Oh, well, now, I'll tell you, I'm playing golf early in the morning. No, I guess I'd be through by 3 o'clock. I could stop there on my way home, I suppose. We are having people for dinner, come to think of it, so... Well, if you're sure that it won't take long...
Not longer than half an hour, I know. And you can be home in 15 minutes. Please say you'll do it so I can give your name to the paper tonight with the other judges. Today is the deadline.
Oh, well... Well, all right. I'll be glad to help you out.
Let's eavesdrop on a little chatter between Gary Moore and Durward Kirby of CBS Radio's Gary Moore Show.
You know what my idea's always been? Save up the weekends and don't have any all winter.
Then take them strung together in the summer.
Yeah.
Sort of like a vacation added on to what you already get.
Yeah.
Well, I'm with you. And here's something that goes wonderfully well with weekends, Sunday Adventures from CBS Radio.
You mean like, the list here says, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Suspense, Have Gun, Will Travel, and again referring to the list, award-winning Gunsmoke.
The very ones I had in mind. I'm so glad you brought them up.
While we're on the subject, let me tell you about just one of those great Sunday dramas, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. This Sunday, we'll find that ace insurance investigator heading for his favorite fishing spot in Florida, but not to fish. A recently released convict is threatened revenge, and that leads to plenty of excitement for Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. That also means plenty of great listening for you this Sunday on CBS Radio.
What do you mean I never tell you anything? What? What now?
Well, I tell you, I pick up the afternoon paper to glance over it before I start dinner, and what do I see? You're going to be one of the judges of the baby contest at the Rainbow Lake Festival Saturday. Now,
I didn't know it myself until today. I was on my way to lunch, see, and I saw this woman drop a parcel, and I raced after her. You know, I picked it up, and it turned out to be somebody that you know at the women's club. And,
who?
Well, oh, golly, who? I don't know. She told me she's on the festival committee. A judge backed out at the last minute, and that's why she asked me.
What does she look like?
Well, I don't know. She's kind of pretty. Blonde hair, very short.
Her hair?
Yeah. No, I mean, she's kind of short.
Oh, she is.
Doubt if she's even 5 feet. She flutters, sort of, you know, like a little bird.
Oh, Myrtle Ainslie.
Yeah. Myrtle Ainslie. Yeah, that's her name, yeah.
Well, honestly, I wish you'd told me. I've already entered Bobby in the contest.
Entered Bobby?
Yes, it's a baby contest, children 1 to 3. And somebody called to make sure I'd enter in because they always have more girls than boys, and they want to select one of each so there's a king and queen.
Well, for Pete's sake, I didn't know it. I mean, you talk about my never telling you anything. You never tell me things either.
Well, I thought I told you, for goodness sake. Well, listen, I didn't seem too important. Now that you're going to be a judge, I suppose I'll have to withdraw him. You can't pick your own son to win, so there's no...
Well, I don't...
And Bobby's so cute. Ellen said she bet he'd win because he's such a happy baby. Laughing all the time, and at these contests, most of them start bawling. And Ellen said they generally pick a child who laughs and smiles because the photographers want to get a good picture, you know, for the paper the next day.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize all this. I don't see what I can do about it now.
Well, I'll start dinner.
Oh, Nella, don't get mad at me.
I didn't say I was mad. I said I was going to start dinner.
No.
I am trying to get dinner. I wish you wouldn't stand right in the middle of the kitchen.
All right,
please.
All right. I'll sit down over here. But I want you to understand that I had no idea that you'd entered Bobby's name in a baby contest.
Here's
a... Fact is, I didn't even know there was a Rainbow Lake Festival.
Oh, come now. They have one every year.
All right, we never go. I never pay any attention to it. When this woman asked me to be a judge, whatever her name is...
Myrtle Ainsley, and she knows perfectly well we have a little boy who is eligible for the contest.
Well, for Pete's sake, I'm sure that she didn't think about that, and I certainly didn't. Never occurred to me you'd enter Bobby in a baby contest.
Why, so cute.
Well, we never have. Betsy was never in one.
Betsy was in a doll buggy contest once.
Yeah, and she didn't win.
Well.
And she felt so bad about it that we were sorry we'd ever let her enter it.
Well, her doll buggy wasn't as fancy as the ones that did win. I think it was all our fault, really. She's certainly as pretty as the rest of the children. We didn't put enough time fixing it, so it was really beautiful. So actually, she didn't have a chance. But Bobby does have a chance, or he did.
Yeah, yes, yes. Well, I'm sorry. This Ainsley woman begged me to help them out. Frankly, I just didn't give it another thought. She said it would only take about half an hour of my time on Saturday. Who's down there swimming in the lake?
Ann brought Marge and Barbara for a quick swim. She called before you came home and asked if she could. I said, sure, naturally.
Oh, I don't care, sure. I just wondered who it was. Couldn't tell, you know. You never recognize people in bathing caps. Look, I'm sorry you're upset about all this, but...
Well, I'm just surprised that you'd even accept such a thing.
Why? She said it wouldn't take much of my time. Half an hour is all I'd have to be there, and...
Well, I certainly would never put myself in that position. I know that.
What position?
Judging people's children. We probably won't have any friends left at all.
Oh, why? What do you mean? Huh?
At least the ones who have small children. Eleanor is entering Patty. She bought this darling little pinafore dress for Patty to wear. It's just darling.
Oh, golly.
She said, wouldn't it be funny if her Patty and our Bobby were picked for king and queen? Myra expects her, little Nancy, to win. I mean, she's entered her, so naturally she expects her to win. Same thing, I guess.
Why, that kid? That Nancy? Well, I mean, she's a sweet kid. I mean,
she is.
Hardly win a beauty contest. She looks just like Harold.
Well, you're the judge.
I am one of the judges. Love and Mike, there are two others.
The fact remains our friends who have children in the contest will certainly expect you to be plugging for them.
Well, that is ridiculous. I mean, that they must know that I've got to be impartial. I'll just tell them that what? Well, I don't know.
Thank you.
Oh, go ahead.
We had a wonderful swim.
Oh, that's good, Ann. Come on in.
No, we're all dripping wet. I left Sally to Jack's mother, so I have to pick her up.
Oh, you should have brought her over. She's paddled in the water with Bobby.
And she's had a little bit of a cold. I don't want her to be sick Saturday. By the way, why don't we drive over to the festival together?
Well, I'm withdrawing Bobby from the contest, Anne. You'll see why when you look at tonight's paper.
Well, what do you mean? Bobby's sure to win.
Lean out the window and tell her, dear. Go on, lean out.
All right. Oh, hi, Anne.
Hi.
I am one of the judges.
You are. Oh, how wonderful. wonderful. Say, you better pick my salary or I'll never speak to you again. Say, listen, I got to get home.
All right, Ann. Yeah, fine.
Fine, kids.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye. Thanks again.
You bet. Bye, Ann.
Well, what did I tell you?
Look, I don't even remember what her youngest one looks like. I wouldn't even be able to pick her out of a crowd. Think I'd better call this Ainsley woman and see if I can't get out of it. Yes. Well, thank you. Yes, Mrs. Ainsley. I know. That's true. I said I would be a judge. Yes. Frankly, I didn't realize, though, when I agreed that I put myself in rather an awkward position. You know what I... Well, I mean, a lot of our friends have small children, and they're entering in the contest, and it just seemed to me... Yes. Well, yes, that's true. That is true, yes, but even so, I do...
Tell her you won't do it. You're going out of town or something.
Mrs. Ainsley, I just don't...
Just say you can't do it.
Well, Mrs. Ainsley, really, I can't... I can see that, yes.
Tell her you're going to be busy.
Yes, I'm afraid. As a matter of fact, I'm going to... Yes. Yes, I guess it...
Tell her you're going out of town.
All right, Mrs. Ainsley. All right, then. I'll see you Saturday. Goodbye. Look, I couldn't get out of it. She told me the artwork was all done on the posters today with the names of the judges on it. Also, the programs have been printed,
honey,
and she
really?
Said the other two judges were in the same position. Maybe we could get together and pick a child whose parents none of us knew. You know, so nobody would be mad.
You mean the contest would be rigged?
Rigged for Pete's
sake. Well, that's what it amounts to.
Look, I just don't want to talk
about
it anymore.
Well, I think that's terrible.
The other judges and I will do the best we can. Now, let's drop the subject and have dinner.
All right.
Betsy, bring Bobby in for dinner and get your hands washed and his and with soap.
Now you get it. Well, I get dinner on the table.
Fine. Hello.
Dearie, I'll bring Bobby in.
Yes? Who?
You can wash your hands now.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, how are you, Mrs. Winslow? fine. A week from Friday? Well, that's very nice of you. Yes, now just a minute, would you, Mrs. Winslow? I'll have to. Yeah, hold on, if you. Honey, are we free for dinner a week from Friday?
As far as I know, who is it?
Hello? Yes, we are. Yes, we'd be delighted, Mrs. Winslow.
Who is it?
Well, it's a very good idea. Yes.
Who is it?
I certainly will. Well, thank you very much. We'll be there. All right. Goodbye.
Who is it?
Oh, the Winslows. Hey, we seem to be
Winslow stepping
out in high society. You know the Winslows, for heaven's sake. What got into them, do you suppose?
Well, I think it's very simple. They have a baby, 2 and a half. Little girl, I think. The apple of their eye.
What, you mean... Oh, nonsense. They certainly wouldn't be that obvious.
Honey... Believe me, you just wait. You're going to be sorry you ever said you'd judge a baby contest.
Oh, boy, I don't have to wait. I'm sorry now.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone, even doctors. That's why it's interesting to see just what it is that's made X-Lax such a popular laxative with many doctors and millions of people over the years. X-Lax is effective. Overnight, it helps you toward your normal regularity. And X-Lax is so gentle, so close to natural acting, there's no upset.
Remember, chocolated X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity, gently, overnight.
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Martin, thank you.